This morning, we're going to talk about why this enormous crowd of 144,000 people were singing to the Lord on Mount Zion. In order to understand why they were singing, it can help to think about why we sing. So think about the last time that you sang a song. Maybe you were just singing it to yourself, or maybe you were humming or whistling, or maybe you were singing it out loud and clear. The last time that you sang a song without anybody asking you to, but doing it totally of your own accord. Now, there's a pretty good chance that when you were singing or humming or whistling, that you felt happy, and that you were doing it as an expression of joy. Now let's think about the singing we read about in chapter 14 of Revelation with this thought in mind. Because there is no doubt that those 144,000 on top of Mount Zion, singing to the Lord as a lamb, there is no doubt that they were singing from joy. So there they were, 144,000 people standing on the top of Mount Zion, the highest peak in Jerusalem, singing to the Lord in their midst as a lamb. Just picture that. Mount Zion is probably about 1,000 feet taller than the mountains that we see around here. And in John's vision from the Isle of Patmos, the Mount Zion he saw was big enough to fit this enormous crowd of people. 144,000 on an ancient mountain, a peak over 2,500 feet tall, looking up to the Lord as a lamb and singing a joyful song. Now we can think about what would that have sounded like? So many people singing a beautiful and joyful song to the Lord. Just imagine that for a minute, what thousands and thousands of people singing to the Lord would have sounded like. Now, this song was a very special song, too, because they were singing because they had been bought from the earth, it says in Revelation. They had been saved from the evils of the world and of men because they had followed the Lord. They had followed the Lamb wherever he went, it says. And it says they were virgins, and in their mouth there was no deceit. And that they were spotless before the Lord because they had followed him. They had followed the Lamb wherever it went. So just in the literal sense of this story, we can see that there was a huge, huge crowd of new angels who were singing with joy to the Lord because he had saved them from the trials of the world and of men and had brought them to heaven. Now, when we can see what this story means in the internal sense, we can understand even better why they were singing for joy. This story is about people who had followed the Lord since he had been on earth, but people who were not yet able to get out of the world of spirits and up into heaven. Because evil spirits had worked their way into the world of spirits to clog it up just so that these good people who had followed the Lamb could not get up into heaven. And much of the book of Revelation, in the internal sense, is about that process of cleaning out the world of spirits in the year 1757 so that good people could once again get up into heaven. And in a historical sense, this scene that John saw on Mount Zion was a preview of the last judgment occurring in the world of spirits. It was a judgment that was required because people had corrupted the Christian church. And they were trying to close off heaven to those who followed the Lord. This was a judgment that when it occurred, it restored spiritual freedom. And once this freedom was restored, as we see in our story, the myriads of people who had worked so hard to follow the Lord on earth were finally able to make it into the new heaven that the Lord had created as part of this last judgment. And as we can tell from our story, they were thrilled. But the story is not just about the last judgment and the restoration of spiritual freedom in a historical sense. This story is about how each one of us can have the joy of the 144,000. We can experience the very same joy that they experienced. But we need to follow the Lamb wherever he leads us. We need to follow the Lord, Jesus Christ, with innocence, knowing that what he says is true and knowing that where he leads us is from evil and toward good. The Lord alone can lead us out of evil and into good through the valley of the shadow of death. The Lord alone can lead us to Mount Zion, to heaven, where we too will be as virgins singing to the Lord. But it is important to remember that these people who are described this way not because they were perfect and never made any mistakes, but because when they did make mistakes, they sought out the Lord to lead them back on the path toward heaven. This is what it means to follow the Lamb wherever he goes. The Lord, the Lamb, can take us safely through the trials of temptation and the hard work of repentance, and in Revelation, the result is described as being bought from the earth or bought from men. This means that they were redeemed or saved by the Lord because they turned to him when they made mistakes. This is what it means to be redeemed, bought back by the Lord from the influences of evil spirits. And we can all be like these virgins if we are bought back from the earth and from men by the Lord when we follow him from innocence. The Lord teaches in the heavenly doctrine that they who have loved truths because they are truths, from spiritual affection, whether they be virgins or young men, wives or husbands, boys or old men, girls or old women, are all meant by virgins in the word. That means every single one of us can be described this way. The Lord wants to redeem each one of us too. He wants to rescue us from the earth and men, just as he did the 144,000. So let's think about if we were in the same situation as this enormous crowd described in chapter 14 of the book of Revelation. Because we all can be in this same state if we follow the Lamb wherever he leads us. If we have worked hard to follow him and have turned to him and his truth when we have made mistakes, we will be like the 144,000. The Lord will redeem us from earth and men. And like the 144,000, wouldn't we all be deeply moved and grateful to the Lord to find ourselves saved by him? To find ourselves on Mount Zion. To find ourselves in heaven. Wouldn't this make us rejoice over the gentle mercy of the Lord? The Lord as a lamb. Don't you think we would all want to sing for joy upon the realization that the Lord has redeemed us from evil? In the heavenly doctrine, the Lord explains to us why we would react this way. He says in the Arcana that gladness of heart and joy of mind produce singing and joyful shouting. Because such external acts correspond, they are signs of things internal. Maybe someday in the future, we will look around in heaven as newly arrived angels and recognize each other as we sing a new song to the Lord. Amen.